This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to Huda Tonight. Thank you so much for continuing to be with us on this beautiful Tuesday night. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as always, to make the time that we spend here together in our scale of good deeds and to make it of benefit for all of us, inshallah. As I just said, it is Tuesday, and again, inshallah, it is time to be joined here in the studio, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, for a full hour with Sheikh Karim Abu Zayd. And him and Brother Malik Ibn Glatos, my dear brother, started last week, mashallah, a beautiful series on the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is my honor tonight, inshallah, to be hosting Sheikh Karim so that we can continue in this series, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. And tonight, inshallah, my dear brothers and sisters, we're going to be continuing to introduce the topic and talk about the very famous hadith that talks about the 99 names of Allah. Let's go ahead and take a look at this report, inshallah. And then, inshallah, my dear brothers and sisters, when we come back, we will begin our discussion. This is a report by Sheikh Bilal Phillips, and he's talking about the word Bismillah and its meaning.
We know the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to say Bismillah, to mention Allah's name, and in fact it was common for him to say Bismillah before doing anything of importance. When we actually look through his sunnah, we find him using Bismillah, not necessarily Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but just at least the portion Bismillah in the name of Allah before doing deeds of importance. And this is the reminder for us. The literal translation of Bismillah in the name of Allah, or with the name of Allah, seems incomplete. What do you mean in the name of Allah or with the name of Allah when you say Bismillah? It is saying actually in the name of Allah I will do this act. I will do it with the remembrance of Allah. I'm remembering Allah while doing it. And this becomes a reminder for us that whatever we are about to do, it is by the permission of Allah that we are able to do it. It is by the grace of Allah and His mercy that we have had the opportunity to do it. And it is from His blessing if we do it successfully and we benefit from it. All of it goes back to Allah. So we say before doing whatever we are about to do of some importance to us, we say Bismillah. And as we said on other occasions, where we are entering into areas where there is potential misguidance, saying Bismillah also helps to keep us on the right path. As a remembrance of Allah, it helps to keep us on track. So if we go to the internet, also called the fitna net, if we say Bismillah before we turn on, or as we turn on the computer or laptop, whatever, we say Bismillah, this is a reminder to help us stay on track. So we don't go on the computer, because we know if our intention to go on the computer is for something which is haram, not pleasing to Allah, then it's difficult for us to say Bismillah and then go open up your computer. If there's any mustard seed of iman in our hearts, we will be very shy. It will be impossible for us to say Bismillah and go and do it. It's like saying Bismillah and taking a glass of alcohol. So if we find that we don't want to say Bismillah, we want to go ahead and do it without saying Bismillah, then this is a guide for us. This is a reminder for us that whatever activity we're about to do is one we should not be doing.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to this very interesting episode of Hurra Tonight. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Ameen. It's very interesting because we're talking about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's also very interesting, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Ameen, because we are honored to be joined here in the studio by Sheikh Kareem Abu Zayd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us tonight, and inshallah every Tuesday night.
I enjoy it, and I enjoy being with you and Malik.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Ameen.
It's wonderful. Thank
Zakallah
you.
Jazakallah khayyam. Last week, you guys started a series talking about the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful and a great topic, and something that is so relevant and so important for the time that we live today. And you talked about the hadith that says in its meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever encompasses all of these names will enter Jannah. That's kind of like the general translation of the hadith. I want to specifically begin by asking you about the idea of the word ahsaha. Does it mean what I just said, that you know, the person who encompasses this, or does it have a bigger meaning? Some people think, okay, if I memorize the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 99 names, then inshallah I'll enter Jannah. Your thoughts?
No. Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I just wanna let the viewers know the importance of this subject. Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله has a beautiful statement. He said, من عرف الله أو من عرف الله بصفاته وأفعاله وأسمائه أحبه لا محالة. Whosoever get to know Allah سبحانه وتعالى through his names, attributes and actions, he will love Allah, no doubt.
Subhanallah.
And you know, when you serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you worship Allah with love, it makes a whole difference.
Definitely, that
is why you could stand in the salah for hours, because you're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this subject is a key to turn a lot of the rituals which we perform from being a burden to
a sense of enjoyment.
And this is why we understand the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Bilal, arihna biha ya Bilal, let us find
comfort
and peace in it. In it here means
the salah,
O Bilal. I go back to your question. You're referring to hadith Abi Huraira radiyallahu anhu. والحديث متفق عليه agreed upon in both البخاري ومسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, إن لله 99 اسما. To Allah belongs 99 names. مائة إلا واحدة, 100 minus 1. من أحصاها دخل الجنة. Whosoever does إحصاء, you use the word encompasses. Different ways because there is
such a big name.
Yes, it's just whoever guards it, whoever memorizes it, whoever count them, he will enter Jannah. So in the previous episode, and I would like the viewers to know that this is a series of episodes.
Yes.
So for them to get the first portion of the hadith, we remove the misconception that the names of Allah are not limited to the 99 names. Mm-hmm. They are more than that. Mm-hmm. But out of the whole list of names mentioned in the Quran, mentioned in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, the authentic one, there are just 99 names. If you does ihsa for these names, if you do ihsa for these names, you will enter Jannah. It will be a means for you to enter Jannah. Mm. Now, the scholars came up with four things that you need to do to fulfill the meaning of the verb ahsaha in the hadith. Number one, you must count them. You must look for them. Look for them in the Quran and the Sunnah and bring them. And alhamdulillah, I want to let the viewers know a lot of the scholars did this work for you. Mm. There are a lot of literatures out there available, and they are authentic, where these names are available. Mm-hmm. Some of them counted 1,000, some of them counted 2,000, 1,500, and there is some variation here and there. But start. You don't have to go into the Quran and the Sunnah and do that research. Somebody did it for you already. So this is the first step, that you get your hand on these names. Number two, and this is the most important and crucial thing, that you must understand them the way that our righteous predecessors, the first three praised generations, understood them. How? If a name is mentioned or an attribute is mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, I must affirm it. Uthbituhu. Mm-hmm.
You cannot deny it.
You cannot deny it.
You cannot give it a meaning different than what it
that
means.
That is a way to deny it. Mm. That you end up, this is what we call a corrupt interpretation. Ta'wil fasid. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, the hand of Allah is above their hands. Now, don't say Allah has a hand. Why? Why they do this? Why they want to negate this? Why do they want to negate the hand from Allah? Because you say, when you say hand, so the first thing that springs out in your mind is what? The hand of what?
The human hand.
Of the human hand. No, listen. We understand the names and the attributes of Allah under an umbrella. It's called what? Laysa
kamithlihi shay.
No one is like into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
So, yes, we affirm the hand. We do not negate it. The people who did not want to negate it, negate yani nafi, they are called al-mu'attila. They negate, they dismiss the fact that Allah has a hand. But again, we think positive about our brothers, mashallah, because they are afraid that they are going to end up liking Allah to the created being.
Yes.
We tell them, thank you very much. We're not liking Allah. I'm understanding the hand in a way that suits His Majesty. No one is like Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't like His hand to the hand of the created. This is number one. Number two, we cut off any hope that I can figure out the nature or the reality of Allah's hand. Al-kaf an al-takif, that I cannot reach. Regardless of what you visualize, Allah is above that, subhanah. Mm-hmm. Allah is above that. So, number one, we affirm, you affirm the attribute, you affirm the name, as long as it is mentioned in the Quran and in the Sunnah. You do not negate it, or you try to misinterpret the attribute to another hidden meaning. Mm-hmm. Like they said, the hand is
the power of Allah.
That's a misinterpretation. Mm-hmm. And ta'wil fasid. Why? Because the hand is a hand. But now it is not like the hands of the human. So you must affirm. I don't want to confuse the viewers. We must affirm the name. We must affirm the attribute. We do not liken Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the created being. And we cut off any hope that we can find out how the divine essence of Allah is, how His names are, how His actions are. We cut off any hope because we do not have access to that knowledge. Look at this. لا يعلم كيف الله إلا الله.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. The only one who knows how Allah is
Allah.
Is Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we shared with the viewers the statement of Imam Malik, rahimahullah, when somebody entered into the masjid and asked him, Imam Malik, istawa ala al-arsh. What do you mean by istawa ala al-arsh? Listen, he said to him, al-istiwa'u ma'loom. What did Imam Malik mean? The verb istawa for an Arabic speaking is known. Ala wa istaqar. He rose and he sat. That's what it means. Al-Imanu bihi wajib. I must believe that Allah rose above the throne. Because it's mentioned where?
In the Quran.
Otherwise, you would be belying what? Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa.
Yes.
You would be belying the Quran. So I must believe in it. Al-Kayf majhul. How he did it is unknown to me.
To us.
Because I don't have access to that knowledge. I have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah informed me that he rose above the throne in that manner. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةً. Asking about it, trying to figure out how Allah rose above the throne is an innovation. Take the man out of the masjid. أَخْرِيُوا هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. So this is number two. Of course, there is a huge subject that we can, but I want to still sum up the answer to your question here. So step number two is understanding the words, the names, and the attributes of Allah the way that our righteous predecessors understood. The companions of the Prophet read the same verse, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. They never asked the Prophet, how did he rose above the throne? They never.
That's why it's an innovation.
Have you ever come across a hadith that Sahabi, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, how did he do this? Because they know. They know. Number three, and this is the most important piece, Brother Usama. Every name has a servitude. Ismullah al-Sami' the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-hearer, has a meaning. What does it mean? In relation, relevant to you, relevant to our lives. Ma huwa ahsaha is not easy. What does it mean, al-Sami'? That Allah hears everything that you say. Now, if you want to apply the name of Allah, the all-hearer, in your life, if you want to do ahsaha, truly, should you lie?
No.
Should you backbite?
No.
Should you gossip?
No.
You should speak what? Good words. Huh? You should, because Allah hears you. Allah hears you. And subhanallah, ismullah al-basir, the name of Allah, the all-seer, he sees you. Now, when you, like Sheikh Bilal, Dr. Phillips, in his beautiful report, what he said in that beautiful report, that you go inside a room and you turn on the computer and you want to watch a bad movie, just say Bismillah. Just remember that Allah is watching. Are you going to do it?
Of course not.
Yeah. Every name has a servitude. For you to implement ahsaha, you must fulfill that servitude.
Meaning, when you say servitude, meaning we worship Allah through the name somehow.
Some of the names have to do with magnifying Allah, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, and so forth. Number four, and the last one, that you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names. And this is a command in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs the most beautiful names. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these names. Now for you to make to use the right name for what you're asking, you should know what al-ghani means. If you're poor and needing wealth, ya ghani, pour your wealth, pour your riches above upon me. You're asking for rahmah, ya rahman, arhamni. Ya ghafoor, ighfirli. You understand? So you use the name which is relevant to the request which you made, you want to make.
SubhanAllah.
So those are the four things.
Four things in order to understand fulfill the idea of the word ahsaha. To know the names, right? To look for them and to know them. I'm just reviewing for myself and the viewers.
Right.
The second thing is to affirm the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to affirm that they exist. The third thing is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these names. And the fourth thing is to make dua to Him and ask Him through
using these names.
Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fi.
MashaAllah.
We have a phone call from Sister Ashley from the United States, I believe from Colorado. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome, sister.
Hello.
Hello, Sister Ashley. Thank you for being with us here tonight.
Sister Ashley, mashallah.
Thank you for having me.
Sister Ashley. Yeah, Colorado Springs.
We have in the studio with us Imam Kareem Abu Zayd tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Sister Ashley?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear us?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay, something happened I should share with the viewers last night. Sister Ashley, can you let the viewers know how did we conclude for you to be in the air with us tonight? What happened since the email that you sent to me? Can you let them know what happened? I think they would rather hear this from you.
I asked for your help and guidance in converting to Islam.
You sent an email last night. She sent an email to me last night, and I requested her Skype name, address, and we got in touch. And I actually spoke with her 3 a.m. my time this morning for almost maybe 40 minutes, 30 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. And alhamdulillah, she actually took her shahada with me this morning.
MashaAllah.
And then she raised the idea because she lives in a very remote area in Colorado. You know, I live in Denver for a long time. She lives almost 35 minutes from Colorado Springs. It's a very remote area, no Muslims around her. And she wanted to share that with the rest of her friends and her husband, who is so interested in Islam. We can't wait also, inshallah, to take his shahada. So I told her, why don't you come in the air tonight? And here she is. So, Sister Ashley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, can you share with the viewers how did you come tonight to be in the air, and then we'll take your shahada with the rest of the viewers? Go ahead. Can you just share your experience in a couple of minutes, and how did you...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
As I've told you in our conversation, that for many years, in being a Christian, there was something missing. I just, whether it was spiritually or within myself, and I started researching Islam. My husband spent some time overseas in the Middle East and became very close with a family there that would pray with him, and he got very excited about prayer and spirituality for the first time in his entire life, which was an inspiration to me. And when he came home, it was something that we looked into together, something that we wanted to experience together, but unfortunately where we live, we didn't have anybody around to guide us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was online going through anything and everything I could, and I came across you online. Sorry. And I sent you an email asking for your help, you know, help me understand or have a better understanding of how to convert, how to be a Muslim, how to, you know, get that relationship with God, be one with God that I want so badly. And after talking to you at great length and you explaining things for me and in a way that I could understand, that made sense. It made sense why I was feeling empty the way I was and why Islam was calling me and why I feel Islam is the right choice for me. You know, there's a reason for everything, and Allah has brought me to Islam, and I have embraced it.
That's so, something that I shared with you last night, actually this morning my time, which is last night your time, that this is one of the happiest moments of a life of someone who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or pretends to be one. Why? Because of two reasons. Because of when someone accepts Islam right away, you're so special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never guide someone unless he deserves guidance. And that statement was shared with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding his uncle Abu Talib. when he was saddened by the fact that his uncle would not accept the kalima from him at the bed of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified and exalted is making it crystal clear to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. You do not guide whom you want. You only show them the way. I show you the way, but we don't guide you. No one guides anybody. But the one who creates the guidance in the hearts of people is the creator of these hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the acceptance of this guidance in your hearts. And because of the fact that you're so special, look at the verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتِ. You do not guide whom you please, whom you will. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorified and exalted guides whom He wills. Look at the tail of the verse. A lot of us do not pay attention at the end of the verse. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. And He knows quite well who deserves to be guided. And that is why you're so special tonight, Sister Ashley, and we're honored and blessed by the fact that you're calling. And you know, since you spoke to me about your husband, I have been making a lot of supplications that one day also we will take his shahada, because of the way that you spoke about him last night and how he found Allah when he was sent on a mission in the Middle East. With your permission, Brother Osama, if we can take her shahada and then we can carry on from there.
Please,
so
please,
are you, you, would you like, can I do that?
Of course, please.
All right. So are you ready, Sister Ashley? Can you repeat? I know we done this last night, alhamdulillah, on Skype, but now possibly millions of people are watching and you want to share this with your husband to begin with. I think he's so excited about it. I heard from you. And with your friends in Dearborn, Michigan. And I want to let the viewers know, I didn't convert the sister, brothers. The sister went through a lot of experiences, a lot of Muslims. Don't you dare assume that a non-Muslim meets a Muslim at one time and they want to convert. That's untrue. I'm the last stage on the process. But she met her friends in school. She met her friends in colleges. And that's why it's a mistake to ask anybody, how many people did you convert? We don't convert nobody. She just happened to come across me at the end of her journey. And alhamdulillah, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the bounty of Allah. Allah bestows it upon whom He wills. Alhamdulillah. بفضل الله, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she want to share this beautiful piece of news with the rest of her family members and the rest of her friends throughout her lives. So can you repeat after me what we repeated last night on Skype? Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to go very slow like I did. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Alla ilaha.
Allah,
Allah.
Illallah.
وأشهد.
وأشهد.
أن.
أن.
محمدا.
محمدا.
رسول الله.
رسول الله.
Let's do this in English. The meanings in English. I bear witness that there is no deity.
That there is no deity.
Worthy of my submission and worship.
Worthy of my submission and worship.
Accept Allah.
Accept Allah.
Glorified and exalted.
Glorified and exalted.
And I bear witness.
And I bear witness.
That Muhammad.
That Muhammad,
peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah.
Is the messenger of Allah.
And Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him.
And Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him.
Is the messenger of Allah.
Is the messenger of Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
This is so beautiful. Remember the request that I made from you last night? One favor. Can you repeat it for me, please? One request, please. You're going to remember that. Can you remind me what I asked you?
Oh my goodness.
I ask you to make dua for someone who's so special to me. Dua means prayers or invocation for someone who's so special for me. You remember who it is?
Yes, your daughter.
Yes. Please don't forget that.
I won't.
Sister Ashley, my name is Osama. I'm the presenter of the program. I want to ask you, how do you feel right now after you've taken your shahada, after you've taken the declaration of faith?
Whole? Does that make sense?
Yep, makes a lot of sense.
You know, it feels right.
What was the turning point in the conversation last night when you were talking to Imam Karim Abu Zayd that made you feel that this is what feels right, this is the right decision, this is what makes sense?
You know, I had hit a turning point some time ago. I guess it was just a matter of talking to somebody that could mentor me or help me to you know, somebody to relate to. As he had previously mentioned, I'm nowhere near anybody that I can go to and ask for advice or guidance in this. So everything I've done has been on the internet or, you know, what teachings I get in college, you know, in philosophy and whatnot. And just a matter of having somebody that I can actually talk to now and say, hey, what does this mean? Or, hey, can you help me with this? Or should I do that? Or, you know, this is why, or any question I may have. Having that availability is what really turned the page for me. And that's, you know, yes, I'm ready. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. I just need help with it.
Excellent. As Imam Karim said, really he was kind of the last part of that. He was kind of the last chain that you needed. Let me ask you, there are some people out there who may be in the same situation that you're in. They've researched Islam. They feel it's right. They know it's right in their hearts and using their minds as well. But maybe they're kind of just like hanging to their old habits or their old beliefs, and they don't kind of know how to get out of it. What message do you have for people who are facing these types of obstacles?
You know, I thought about this a lot today, and the best advice I can give on that is stop what is being put in or on your heart. Mm-hmm. Do whatever it is you need to do, whether it's going online or going to a neighboring city, you know, to make the connections with the people to help you with this. Because it's not going to be a burden on your heart for no reason. Mm-hmm. You're not going to feel that emptiness if it's not there. You know, and the best advice I can give is don't stop. You know, look in nooks and crannies, you know, lift up the rugs, you know, move rocks if you have to find that one person you need to find to talk to. In the last 2 days, I've emailed probably more people online as I got to this precipice and was ready to make this decision. Mm. And that's what you have to do.
Thank you so much, Sister Ashley, for being with us. And this is an amazing experience for myself, for Sheikh Karim Abu Zayd. I'm sure also for you and for the rest of our viewers who are watching tonight. We hope, inshallah, that you stay in touch with us. We wish you the best. And welcome to the family of Al-Islam, the family of more than 1.5 billion people as it stands today. Thank you so much.
I just want to say something so quickly that the community members in Denver, Dar al-Tawheed, will be in touch with you. You know, they will send you some literature. I have emailed them today, the organization. I'm heading in Denver, Colorado. It's called the House of Monotheism, Dar al-Tawheed. Inshallah, they will be in touch with you through email.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Sheikh Karim, what kind of message do you have for people out there who are thinking about the deen of Islam, maybe who are going through a similar experience as Sister Ashley was going through, you know, until yesterday? I'll tell you what my advice is. My advice is have them email Sheikh Karim or talk to him via Skype.
Well, any students of knowledge, inshallah, he will do the same job. But I just want to say that it's a very easy, it's a very uneasy, very difficult decision to make that call.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a hadith, Usama, in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad, hadith Sabara ibn Abi al-Fakih, radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says,
sallallahu alayhi wasallam,
"Inna ash-shaytana qa'ada li ibn Adam bi atruqihi." Shaytan, Satan, sits in the way of the son of Adam in his way to do goodness. Any goodness. "Wa la aq'udanna lahum siratak al-mustaqim." Hada ta'kid al-Quran. And I will be built in the straight path to hinder them. To be an obstacle. Look at the first obstacle. قعد له في طريق الإسلام. The first door is the door of entering into Islam. Entering into submission. Look what Shaitan is going to say to you. أتسلم? Are you going to become a Muslim? وتذر دينك? And you leave your religion. ودين أبيك? And the religion of your father. وآباء أبيك, and your ancestors. Here you are, American. These guys are from the wilderness, from the desert. It's a third world. You leave that and you follow that. When you disobey Shaytan in this one, you're a hero.
SubhanAllah.
The fact that you're a hero in the sense Allah loves you. And you're special, like I said a moment ago, that only those whom Allah knows that they deserve guidance, He will strengthen their hearts, that they would make that difficult step. A lot of times, Osama, a lot of times in America, a brother would come to me in the masjid and say, "Sheikh, I have that co-worker. When I speak to him about God, about Allah, he condones everything that I say. He condones. He says, it's true. Mm-hmm. There is only one God. And he's the creator, yes. And he's the sustainer, yes. And he's the provider, yes. And there is no one is like him, yes. He condones all of this." Then I tell him, ask him to come to the masjid to declare his Islam. Ask him to come to the masjid to declare his Islam. Mm-hmm. He would go the next day. "Okay, would you like to come to the Sheikh there?" I said, no. It's in my heart.
Hmm.
It's my heart. That is why the conditions of La ilaha illallah, al-ilmu wal-yaqeenu wal-qabulu wal-taslimu. Look at this. The conditions for La ilaha. A lot of us read that hadith, that whoever says La ilaha illallah will enter Jannah, but we don't realize, like Wahb ibn Munabbih said, that the key to Jannah is La ilaha illallah, true. But every key has what? Teeth, ridges. He called it. Now the ridges of La ilaha illallah are the conditions. Al-ilm, that you must know it. Fa'alam la ilaha illallah. And the names and attributes is the introduction to this.
Definitely.
That knowledge must lead to certainty. Like she spoke, "I was certain that Islam is the way."
Mm-hmm.
This is the only pure religion that represents monotheism in the face of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Christians, they believe in a God, but the concept of God is distorted. They believe that God shared his divinity with the created beings, with Jesus in particular. That's why it's okay to worship Jesus. But comes in the third condition, Osama, which is what? Al-qabul, the acceptance. That you come in the air like this, not in a private closed chat room, the highest level. A masjid, a community, and you stand out there and you say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah." Then comes in the fourth condition, which is compliance.
To follow.
Linqiyad. compliance, that is salli salli, zakki zakki.
Submission.
Submission. Mm. And then bisidqin wa ikhlasin wa mahabba.
Subhanallah. With, when you said the idea of declaring, that's what the word shahada comes
right.
from, right?
Ashhadu.
You're making a shahada, you're making a declaration, a public declaration that I'm a Muslim.
قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا اربابا من دون الله. Oh people of the book, come to a common ground. What? Worship one ilah and we do not take created beings as gods beside him. فإن تولوا, if they turn away from you, فقولوا, say what? اشهدوا,
declare,
بأننا مسلمون,
that we are Muslims.
I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. That's what it is. I think that something that I always share with reverts is watch it the first couple of years. You get tested so much. Why? Because I go back to hadith Sabr ibn Abi al-Faqih.
Yes, you're talking about the shaitan.
Shaitan.
The first obstacle at the door is...
Now she accepted Islam. You think shaitan is going to leave her? No.
Probably work harder.
No, not... Look how the Prophet said it. فَعَصَاهُ فَأَسْلَمْ. Then he would disobey shaitan and he becomes a Muslim. Then would he leave him alone?
No.
ثُمَّ قَعَدَ لَهُ فِي طَرِيقِ الْهِجْرَةِ. Then he would sit in his way in the path of what? Hijra means what? Change. Now she's probably going to have to delete some of the friends, some of the old friends. I don't know if she has to do this or not. Allah knows best. But any revert, you're going to have to find the new zone that nourishes and helps your faith, increases your faith. So now you must what? Migrate. He's going to say to you, Atuhajir, are you going to migrate? وَتَذَرَ أَرْضَكَ وَسَمَاءَكَ.
Subhanallah.
شوف الشيطان how he's being. And you leave your hometown and your...
This is part of the hadith.
Yes, it's part of the hadith. You know, Usama, I live in Sharqiyya.
Yes.
You know, in the countryside. You know how many places I've been to? I don't know. Sometimes, wallahi, when I'm overseas, when I wake up, I have to take like a minute or two and just...
Where am I?
To reflect. What city I'm in? Yeah. You know, what I'm doing here? You know, so just when you wake up from your sleep.
I know the feeling, because I've traveled all over.
But look at this. One place.
Yeah.
One place that I long to go back to, always. Mm. Even so, we get beaten up there sometimes. You know, is my village.
Yes.
Why?
You just feel it's a sense of home.
Because البيت الأولي. Because this is the first home. And so shaitan rima, وَتَذَرُ أَرْضَكَ وَسَمَاءَكَ. شوف. وَإِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْمُهَاجِرِ كَمَثَلِ الْفَرَسِ فِي الطُّوَلِ. What does he mean?
Subhanallah.
Look at this. The one who is a stranger, الغريب.
Uh-huh.
When you travel outside, you're a stranger, you're limited.
Yes.
You know, like a cow that you wanted to eat from a certain place in of a grass.
Yes.
So what do? If you're a farmer, you would know what I'm doing. You put something called watad, you know, a piece of food in the ground, and you tie the rope. So you're only allowed to walk in that area.
In that certain radius.
A stranger is like this too. Mm. When you're traveling and you don't know the town.
Of course, and at the same time, with all the visa requirements and
right,
immigration.
Right. So shaitan tells you, come on, man, you're free here in your area, and you get to do what you want to do. So it's
even though it may be better for you to make hijrah to another area that may not be your hometown, but it may be a place that's better for Islam.
Right.
So we have to end it here tonight because we actually ran
over?
Out of time.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
The show is over?
The program is over for tonight.
You're kidding me. Allahu Akbar. All right.
Alhamdulillah. I mean, okay. Sister Ashley, mashallah, she called in and
that's so beautiful.
She made us so happy tonight. Alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and continue to bless you for, alhamdulillah, being a source of guidance for a lot of people.
Salah yataqabbal minna.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah, this is the second shahada in about a week.
I want to tell you something, Brother Islam. I'm sorry, Brother Osama. I'm consumed with Islam. It doesn't matter how much you do. Is the acceptance.
Yes.
The acceptance.
May Allah
of the
accept
act.
From you and from me and everyone.
We ask Allah to accept from us.
Inshallah, next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, We'll continue talking about the names and attributes of Allah. Maybe we'll get into one of the first names of Allah. But thank you so much tonight for sharing the four things that encompass the meaning of Ahsaha or encompassing. JazakAllah khair.
JazakAllah
khair. Always a pleasure to be with you.
JazakAllah khair.
My dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for having been with us here tonight. I want to congratulate Sister Ashley for becoming a new member of the Muslim community. Sister Ashley, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide you and give you the strength to continue on the path of Al-Islam. We're always here. If you need any help, give us a call. And inshallah, the next time that someone from your family calls, it will be your husband, and inshallah he will be taking shahada as well.
Inshallah, I think he will do it, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khair. My dear brothers and sisters, I just want to remind you at the end of this episode that our live streaming is back and it's working. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year from anywhere around the world. As long as you have good internet, inshallah, you'll be able to watch the same exact thing that you can watch through satellite for free. Just log on to our YouTube page, inshallah, youtube.com/HudaTV, and you'll be able to find the link for our live streaming. Until tomorrow night, inshallah, have a good night. Brother Malik will be with you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.